He married Zoe, his older daughter, off to a fellow by the name of Romanus III. Romanus III at the time was an elderly aristocrat. Clear that that couple was never going to have children. And furthermore, Romanus III had got as his wife a woman who was now in her late 40s, early 50s, extremely fickle and extremely spoiled. Zoe needed and demanded attention. She indulged herself by frivolous spending and extravagance. And Romanus III was quite willing to indulge this because his position as emperor was going to be dependent on her. And in 1028, when Constantine VIII died, Romanus took power in his own right, but that right was based on his wife, Zoe, the niece of Basil II. And I can't stress enough that Zoe and Theodora, from 1028 down to the death of Theodora in 1056, that in that period, those two nieces had inherited the mantle of Basil II. They were the nieces of the great Bulgar Slayer. They therefore had the automatic loyalty of the court administration. They had the automatic loyalty of the Orthodox Church, of the populace in Constantinople, and even elements of the army, just by the fact that they were descended from the great Basil II and all of the emperors going back to the founder of that dynasty. The result was that Zoe became a plaything very quickly. Romanus III mounted one military campaign. It was a disaster. He was nearly captured. He was actually saved by the intervention of the Virgin Mary and built a church in her honor. He became bored with Zoe, ignored her, didn't so much carry out affairs, but just ignored her. He found her rather tedious. And as a result, Zoe fell into the hands of the chief minister, a man by the name of John the Many-Eyed, and that's an allusion in Greek mythology to Argus, the Many-Eyed guardian of Zeus. John the Many-Eyed, who was the chief eunuch minister and controlled all the patronage at Constantinople. John indulged Zoe, and for the next 15 years would be the dominant power behind the throne. To this end, he introduced his younger, dashing brother, Michael, to Zoe, and Michael, who was a handsome young man in his late 20s, was married to Zoe, I believe in her 50s at this point, once Romanus III was conveniently murdered. Michael IV, the new emperor, who came to the throne with Zoe as her second husband, turned out to be just as weak in many ways as Romanus III. He had youth and some kind of at least an effort to carry out conscientious military operations and administration. But he was compromised for a number of reasons. He didn't understand court etiquette. He was an epileptic. There are reports from Michael Sellis, the court historian at the time, that whenever Michael would go into an epileptic fit, they would bring a screen across the throne so that no one would see this undignified disease, which was really seen as a punishment from heaven rather than some kind of illness that could be cured. He proved to be at least congenial to Zoe. He did pay attention to her, but he was really in no position to cut back on the reckless spending that went on to indulge Zoe, and also the cutbacks in the army. Again, that was part of the effort of Zoe and her husbands to secure their position. Don't carry out expansion. Don't pour money into the frontier armies because a powerful general might emerge and challenge you. Michael, to his credit, saw the succession difficulty. He arranged for the adoption of a nephew of his, a fellow also called Michael, Michael V, and he was to succeed as the son of Michael and Zoe. And when Michael died in 1041, a horrible wasting disease apparently connected with the epilepsy, Michael V took power. Well, Michael V put Zoe in a nunnery, also ran out of court the other sister, Theodora, brought in Slavic soldiers to impose order in the capital of Constantinople, and all of these were probably not a bad idea. He also dismissed John the Many-Eyed as a corrupt official, but as I said earlier, all of that institutional support to the two sisters played against Michael the Fifth. There was an uprising, a very carefully orchestrated uprising by the imperial aristocracy. Michael was captured, castrated, blinded, dumped in a monastery. That's the retirement package in the Middle Byzantine Empire. And the two sisters were returned to power.